Yeah.
Well, I'm excited to be sitting here with Noreen Barbie. You may know them as Wind, good friends of ours for the last several months. And I was privileged several months ago to get a pre-release version of Wind's CD called Storm. And was it a final version, Nori, or was it a close to final version?
Yeah, final.
Okay. So I listened to that CD all the way home, about an hour drive. And really, for about a month, I listened to that CD probably 30 or 40 times. I travel for my job, and so I wore out that CD, and then we got an actual released version, which we've enjoyed also. So as I listened to that CD, I thought of a lot of questions, because I've noticed that you guys have so many different styles in that CD. And Nori, I've asked you for several songs, does this sound like this person, that sounds like that person? So tell me a little bit about how you were influenced musically, and maybe as a young person, and some of the things that influenced you with this CD.
Well, when I was a teenager, I played in a band in the South that did a lot of Southern rock stuff, just Allman Brothers and Lynyrd Skynyrd, and a lot of country music, actually. And so, but as I got a few years into that, I started, somebody introduced me to progressive rock, and so, which includes a band called Yes. So I'm really a big Yes fan, and heavily influenced by Yes and a number of other progressive rock bands.
That's why you saw the Jim Carrey movie recently, too, right?
What?
Yes, yeah, isn't it called Yes Man or something like that?
Yeah, okay.
So you're a fan of Yes.
Fan of Yes, but then on the other side of things, I'm also a fan of what I call like Southern California music, and so which included the Eagles and Linda Ronstadt and James Taylor, Jackson Brown, and so and then and I like folk music as well. So I'm also a big fan of Bruce Coburn, and I think a lot of that influence came into several songs on this CD.
All right, your songs on Storm have lots of different styles or feels. Is there one song on this album which you think most clearly defines who Wind is? Because there are a lot of different feels on this. Yeah. But if you look at those songs, what is Wind? Or which songs best define Wind?
Probably different for Barbie than for me. But for me, there's probably not a song that really clearly defines who we are, because there's so many varied styles that I like and influence me, and that I like to play as well. So looking on this CD, though, gosh, maybe I would have to say All Creation Speaks.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good mix of who both of us are, I think. We have a good friend in Alabama who told us that listening to us is like listening to the radio and changing the stations, because
it is.
Every song sounds like a different style.
It is, and it's really true. That's one of the things that struck me about the CD, was there were four or five totally distinctive styles. It's not like if you listen to Boston and they all sound the same. It's really a good sound, but it's like once you've heard it, it's like there's nothing left. Mm. So have you, if you could develop one of the styles on that CD and really make an entire album out of it, which one would it be?
I'm
and
on
I'll help
side.
You. It would be I'm on your side. Seriously.
I really like that, but
because that's the only one on there that's like that. But I think there's a certain style you got on that song that you could do a lot of things with that style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
For me, it would be Heal Our Land, I think, just because I think that song has a bit of progressive rock in it, but it also has a bit of worship music in it. It also has a bit of folk. It has a, you know, just has a mixture of different stuff.
Intercessory. To me, that's an intercessory song.
Yeah.
And I do like the way many of the songs have, of course, wonderful guitar riffs that, and in that song in particular, you can really, it's like you can go deeper into the intercession.
Neat.
Cool.
Okay. If you could say what Wind will be in 10 years, What kind of music will Wind be playing in 10 years?
I think it'll be the same. It'll all be different.
Wow. Yeah. Now, do you guys get bored with a certain style, or is it you just?
I do.
You get, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I that's probably the reason we do it like that, because you know, a lot of artists do sound the same, and that defines who they are. And that's probably a good thing for them, because then it makes them recognizable, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's probably a thing that may be detrimental to us, because we don't have necessarily one sound that people can easily say that's them. But
yeah, like the Beatles had, there's early Beatles, mid Beatles, and late Beatles.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think you guys could, you could just like dwell on a certain,
yeah,
so one of your styles, and just stay there for a while.
I think that
if only you had unlimited time and money, maybe then you could
that's
do
right.
it.
I think that, like the pop songs, Nori knows how to write a good pop song.
Mm-hmm.
He knows. He's been to the classes, and they've told him, you know, teach you how to write it and how to make a hit and all that. And he can and has done that with, you know, on our past CDs, in mm-hmm. my opinion, like Home to You and stuff like that. But mm-hmm.
Are there any pop songs on this CD?
Mm-hmm.
Which ones?
Oh, what I would consider pop songs?
Yeah.
I'm on Your Side.
Yeah.
I would say Butterfly. All Creation Speaks, Talk It Out, I'm on Your Side,
Kiss You Goodbye,
I Want to Know, Kiss You Goodbye.
So a lot of them.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Maybe half of them.
Yeah, almost,
or
yeah.
Third.
Yeah. What were you going to say, though? Were you done?
Oh, just that it's not our goal to write a pop song that's number one hit on the charts or
right.
something. You know, it's to do what God gives us to
right.
do. You know, so
a lot of songwriters go by formulas, you know, and because like Nashville, there's a formula,
right?
And
because their main goal is to
and to have a
crack the top,
you know,
40 or
whatever. And to have a catchphrase, you know, a hook they call it, and you know, and I know all that, but for me, songwriting is more than that. And so, you know, some songs that we write have hooks, you know, and other songs don't. And to me, it doesn't make one better than the other. You know, it's like you have a poem that rhymes and you have a poem that doesn't rhyme.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have an artist that paints a picture of a tree and you have an artist that just splashes paint on the canvas, you know, and
right.
which is better, you know.
Right. And I think you're doing a little bit of both. Which of the 15 songs expresses the most depth? Which one, if each song is a certain number of inches deep, which of those songs has the greatest depth to it?
That's a hard question.
Yeah.
Go to the next question.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'll cough for a while.
Most depth.
Oh, depends on what you're talking about.
Yeah. You know, I don't know how much depth is in any of them, so it's hard for me to say.
Researched Heart is a song that I wrote in 1992, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I had given my life to the Lord about a year and a half before, or somewhere around there, year before I wrote that. And God was just really changing me a lot, inside and out. And so, I you know, for me, that song has a lot of depth in that, you know, you're constantly looking inside, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I used to pray, God, what's next? You know, show me what's next mm-hmm. to change, you know, to work on or whatever. And after a while, I stopped asking, because sometimes it just be too doggone hard.
Right.
But
I noticed with that song that you do have to think about that song. It's not just like, oh, Researched Heart. It's a song that's like, that doesn't immediately make sense. And so you think about it. And then so I agree that there's some depth to that song.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good one where you listen to it four or five times and then you start really getting it, I think.
Mm, neat.
That's cool. See, to me, Nori, Over the Horizon, even though it has no words, is an incredibly deep song.
That was going to be my song choice, to be honest with you. Yeah, it was.
All right, your two acoustic songs on the CD are Black Forest and Waterfall. If those songs had words, what would they say? What is Waterfall saying?
Well, you know, for me, I write so much instrumental music, and it's so hard to come up with a title for the song.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wrote this guitar teaching book, and it has 50-something instrumental pieces in it, and I decided to come up with a title for every one of them, you know. So what I did was I listened to it, and whatever phrase or picture it invoked while I was listening to it, that's what I called it.
Okay.
And so Waterfall was one that had, it's had like three titles, you know.
Oh,
the,
wow.
The previous title before Waterfall was Twinkle Toes.
I could see
and
that.
So,
totally.
So anyway, I...
Because on that song, you kind of almost picture an old codger playing his banjo on the patio.
So yeah,
with a twinkle in his eye or something.
So it's actually a resonator guitar, you know, on there.
And, okay.
Which does have a little bit of a banjo-y sound, but...
So it's not a banjo, but is it no. sort of something between a acoustic
it's
a, and a banjo?
It's like or? A dobro, which I don't know if you know what that is, but it's a...
Thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah. But it's hard to explain. It's a special kind of acoustic guitar, but it's a very old type of guitar. A lot of old blues players in the early 1900s played this kind of guitar.
Yeah.
And it has a big silver piece of metal on the front of it and a little thing that they call a biscuit resonator. And it's what gives the guitar that odd kind of a sound.
It's got a little bit of a jaggedy edge.
Yeah,
It's so melodic that it creates, that's why it seems almost more of a rough kind of.
Yeah.
Now, Black Forest, that's the one that has the octave, the bump, bump. Well, yeah. They both do, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think with Black Forest, is that like in Germany, like that Black Forest? Or?
Actually, it was the Black Forest above Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Oh, that, okay.
Yeah, because it had another title as well. It was Black Wood was what
okay.
it was called before that.
So pretty similar.
It was named after my black acoustic guitar.
Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Barbie, when did you learn to sing with a cry in your voice? I've heard, I heard it three or four times in there. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Like, you really don't know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay. I wish I'd listened to this just before this interview because I haven't listened to it a lot in the last couple of weeks. There's two or three times. I know. There's two or three times where you do the, you know.
You know, I've listened to a lot of different artists and over the years and from childhood up, and I think that there's a strange place to find your own voice in all of that, or strange place, but it's just an odd thing to imitate somebody else. For example, Anita Baker, and I really liked her stuff and could sing her stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's like your voice was sort of attuned to do what she does.
Yes and no.
Some ways, yeah.
So to separate myself from that and do something that's me was kind of like, okay, what can I do? You know, and so I'm still searching for that and trying to figure out who am I vocally. But
well, to me, a lot of your songs, you're very light and kind of happy. And then we'll get a song like Research Heart, which is sort of the internal battle of sanctification or what the Lord brings us through, or like Heal Our Land, where you're just crying out, you know. So you definitely have some flexibility, or what's the word I'm looking for?
Yeah, in Research Heart, you know, you use almost a bluesy.
Yeah, you're almost kind of a little sultry or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But, which doesn't necessarily fit the message, but it's like, let's think about
this. It fits
this,
the song, though, you know.
Hmm. Yeah, okay. I think I definitely did a little more playing around with my voice on this CD than I have in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like on I'm On Your Side, on the verses, that was something I've never done before, you know. I think I wrote on the some of the notes on our website. That it reminds me of a Hilary Duff thing, you know, because she does that on some of her songs, which is like the teeny bopper stuff from, you know, earlier in this 2000s that my daughter's listened
to. Yesterday.
Yeah,
it's
so yesterday.
Yeah, but that song is very comforting.
What?
I'm On Your Side.
Yeah.
On that song, Nori and I were going through some really hard things, and, you know, where... You're dealing, you know, like Research Heart, you're dealing with your own sins, but somebody else has got kind of dragged into it with you.
Right.
And you can either get mad at them and fight against them, or you can get beside them and fight with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
And that's what I'm On Your Side is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's like, things are hard, but I am on your side.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. We're going to get through this together.
Cool stuff.
Yeah.
And that kind of answers the question. What is it? What goal do you have for some of your songs? Like for that song, it sounds like maybe a goal would be for people who are working through issues mm-hmm. to really be for each other kind of thing.
That's why I put it next to Talk It Out, because Talk It Out is a song about, you know, marriage. But, you know, that song is really an old song. It was written before I even knew Barbie. And it was written before, you know, I was a single guy, but just thinking about a couple having problems, you know, and really the song came from that. And so, and there was just not a, good album to put it on until now. You know? So it's kind of just been sitting there, but yeah.
I will say, getting back to I'm On Your Side, and that was one of my questions, that one, I haven't heard that sound in any other song anywhere. And it's like a, or maybe I just have you heard that? I mean, the way I put it here was combination of heavy rock bass lines and Barbie's pop lilty style creates a very appealing driving sound. My question was, is this same kind of sound in any of your other stuff? Mm-mm. And have you heard that kind of sound anywhere else? Does it? Because I'm always characterizing your stuff as though it reminds me of this or that, but that one I couldn't connect it to anybody. But it was just like, that is something. So I mean,
yeah, no, I wasn't really copying anybody, I don't think, when I did the song.
That one, I had a tune in my head, but until we recorded it, I had never heard it before mm-hmm. like this. And so when Nori, he was like, "Hey, listen to this guitar that I've listened to what I've done with the chorus here," and I was blown away. And I was like, "Oh!"
So that wasn't even. So this is one of your songs, but it wasn't even what you thought of.
Yeah, no. So
it just was sort of a. It just kind of happened to come together.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
The Spanish fast accelerated guitar strumming toward the end of your song "Windstorm" is pretty fantastic. Is that as hard to play as it sounds?
I don't know. I guess not. I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about? The da 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 da.
Yeah. I don't think it was that difficult.
So you don't get like cramps in your hand when you're doing that?
No.
Okay. In One Accord seems to express both your heart for the nations, your diverse ethnicity, and some cool missions experiences. Is this your most autobiographical song on the album?
On the album, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a song where people can get to know you, or if they already know you, then it's fun to think about you being in Omsk. Yeah, that was a fun song. And is that your three main mission experiences, or have you had other ones too? Isn't that one your three? Ireland, Russia, Mexico, and Japan. So that's four of them.
Yeah. Okay. So we went to Siberia three times.
Okay.
Been to Japan 10 or 12 times. You know, including living there for a while,
and then Four Corners. We've gone down twice to work with the Navajo Reservation, Mexico once, and then the girls and our Lizzie and I went down, our daughter, to New Mexico, just north of the border,
and worked
with some different Mexican churches on the U.S. side of the border.
Four Corners, were you down in Shiprock or not down in that area, or what part?
Aneth, Utah. So it was just in the corner of Utah. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
We actually stayed in Shiprock, though.
Yeah.
And then drove over.
Or the closest big town.
Yeah.
I know. On Over the Horizon, speaking of Japanese background, if you listen, you can hear the little classic Japanese trio of notes. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Is that the first time you've done that?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. I've thought of it a lot over the years.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I've done it on anything.
Well, it's fun because it's sort of subtle in the background.
Yeah.
And so it's not only are you floating over the horizon, to me, when I hear that song, I'm floating. I'm going in a balloon, going up over foothills, and then finally over the crest of a horizon.
Huh.
And so apparently that's like Mount Fuji or something. That's happening. In Kiss You Goodbye, Barbie's vocals managed to communicate both hope and pain. Was this intentional, Barbie, or did it just kind of come out that way?
I think it just came out that way, but...
Tell the story behind that song.
I was working at a restaurant in Alabama before we moved to Japan, and my manager's mom had cancer, and he was, you know, dealing with that, and And for her birthday, he asked if he could hire Nori and I to go to the hospital and sing for her, just a few songs. And that would be his birthday present to her, because he couldn't give her anything, you know, at that point. And so we were blown away. I was so honored, you know. And I guess it was a few months later she passed away from cancer. And so he asked if we would sing at her funeral, which was not an easy thing to do. But we were very honored to be asked. And so anyway, before this happened, I was at work, you know, and just asked him how he was doing and how was she doing and stuff. And went home, and I guess the next day just started writing this song out. And that's how that came to be. Mm. So kind of going through, you know, the first verse, not expecting it to end like this. You know, you always think that, you know, they're going to be old. Your parents are going to be in their 80s or 90s, you know, before they die. And it, you know, you just don't expect it like this. And so.
Yeah, it's not your plan, but you're willing to accept what God's doing.
Right.
Okay. In Heal This Land, Barbie does some cool flute stuff. Do I hear Moody Blues, Knights of White Satin at all in there, or is that my imagination? Imagination?
No.
You hear it? No. Okay. What kind of musical goals do you both have for future projects?
Hmm.
Will we hear more from Wind after this?
Absolutely.
Sure hope so.
What else is there to do?
Yeah. I mean, you know, writing, as a songwriter, you never know when you're going to write a song. And so I've gone a year or two writing nothing, you know, and then you go through a few months where you've written four or five songs, you know, and so, you know, the last year or two have been pretty productive, and even though the last things I've written are on this CD, so like the very last thing I wrote was Speak, which is at the end of Wherever You Lead. Oh, and mm-hmm. probably the thing I wrote before that was Wherever You Lead. And so, but yeah, you know, hopefully, you know, in 2009 or 2010, there will be another album.
If your dreams could come true, of the kind of fruit that Storm would bear, what would be some of the things that would bless you?
Well, for me, you know, as an artist, you just, you hope that your music will just touch people, you know, and that people will, of course, like what you do and appreciate what you do. And you know, in some rare cases, you hear how something you've written has changed somebody's life, you know, and when you hear that, you just go, wow, that's why I'm here, you know, so... So for me, that's, you know, that kind of thing makes it all worthwhile, you know, just to know that other people are enjoying it and are touched by it and in some cases even changed by it, you know.
I think the ultimate goal is that someone would feel closer to God because of a song that we've written. And then also for me, my little soapbox is marriage, that... You know, marriage has kind of turned into dating, it seems like, these days, that people go through marriage like they are dating.
Mm-hmm.
And
like they get tired of it, and now it's time for the next one.
Yeah,
they go through a spouse like they do a boyfriend or girlfriend.
Yeah. And so, you know, I'm on your side and talk it out. It would be great to hear someone say, you know, I was having a hard time and I heard this song and... I realized, you know, if my spouse is going through something, you know, or if they were going through something, that they could get through this together,
mm-hmm.
you know.
I know that for me, driving in my car, I was really ministered to three or four of the songs. I played over and over again and just soaked it in. So thank you for that.
Mm. Mm. Thank you.
Great.
Last question. The back of the CD shows both of you... looking out of a window into a storm, it looks like, with a little bit of a concerned look on your face. And which one of those songs fits the scene on the back of the CD.
I think it was just the picture that, you know, I said I didn't mind the way I looked, and Barbie said she didn't mind the way she looked.
Just so you know, what's really happening is, Storm Prelude is playing, and you can hear a storm coming.
There you go.
And you're concerned.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
You're looking out the window, and you know that life's not going to be easy, but as we find out through the CD, God's there for us, and He'll get us through to the end. To when over the horizon, we're leaving this earthly body and floating into eternal paradise.
Like a butterfly? Lord,
talk about over-spiritualizing. I know.
No, that's but exactly what we're
for those who are listening, if you haven't listened to Over the Horizon, close your eyes and just imagine you've died and you're going to be with the Lord in heaven. Nori and Barbie Kelly with Wind. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Alex.
Good job, man. Have you done this before?
No.